Do you guys want to play a song real quick before we go jump into some more tracks?
Sure.
You were talking about a song that you really wanted to do, and I forgot what
it was called. Lorette.
Lorette, right. And who's Lorette?
Lorette is
because you were abducted by aliens.
Yeah, well, Lorette is a Carindian that has recently contacted me. I met him first in Redlands, California, and then I saw him again. He lives in Chino, California. And he contacted me and told me that sex was wrong and to keep my life pure, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. He told me he didn't want me to look at porn. He felt it was wrong, so I wrote a song about it, and here it goes.
All right, cool. Here, David Liebehardt and Adam Papagen. All right.
Doesn't want me to ever do think about porn. He feels that it is very wrong. Lorette doesn't want my mind in the gutter. He is like a big brother. He wants to teach me right from wrong. He wants me to go on. Lorette doesn't ever want me to think about porn. He feels that it's lustful and is worse than spoiled porn. Lorette doesn't want my mind in the gutter. He's looking over me like a big brother. He wants me to live right, and Lorette wants me to outgo. Lorette doesn't want me to think about porn. Lorette doesn't want me to ever to focus on porn. He says I won't value a woman if I have that porn. Doesn't want me to think of porn. Lorette doesn't want me to think of porn. He feels it's wrong. Lorette doesn't want me to think about porn. Not scorn. Lorette doesn't ever want me to look at porn. He says to throw the DVDs and VHS out of scorn. Lorette wants me to be pure and right. He wants me to be in a positive light. Lorette wants me to do right, not wrong. Lorette wants to lead me, and Lorette doesn't want me to ever do porn. He does it wrong.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Man.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Pastor Dr. Martin Semper. I'm here in the capacity as the chairman of the National Task Force Against Homosexuality in Uganda. We are making legislation to make sure that sodomy and homosexuality never sees the light of legality in this land of the Pearl of Africa. I've taken time to do a little research to know what homosexuals do in the privacy of their bedroom. One of the things they do is called anal leaking, where a man's anus is leaked like this by the other person,
like ice cream.
And then what happens, even poo comes out. The other one poo's out, huh? And then they eat the poo. The other one they do is they have a sex practice called fisting, where they insert their hand into the other man's hand, and it goes all into the anus all the way. And it is so painful, they have to take drugs, but they enjoy it. Now, if we have any children, please step out. This is a parental guidance moment. That child can be moved out. So I've done research. This is what they do. Number one, you can see a man here having sucked the other person's rectum, and the other person is poo-pooing, and this one is eating the poo-poo all over the place. Tell me, when you have a law against homosexuality, do you say except eating poo-poo? Hey, I mean, look at this guy sincerely. Bishop. Stagafulizer. Huh? Hajat. We do not want this sickness. This is sick, and it's therefore deviant. We do not want it.
Now, they start off by touching each other's genitals and smelling each other. Then this one smears the poo-poo all over the other person's face. As if that is not enough, he puts the hand deeper. As Africans, we want to ask Barack Obama to explain to us, is this what he wants to bring to Africa as a human right, to eat the poo-poo of our children?
We'll do it live.
Okay.
broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
10, 5, 4, 3.
Pod. It is Thursday, June 30th. It's the end of the month. And we're here having another party at Skid Row Studios.
Oh. We're doing it. We're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And we're eating the poo poo.
Don't be eating the poo poo.
You eat the poo poo. Yes. So at the opening of the show, you heard a clip from last week. David Lieberhart. David Lieberhart was in here last week and with his buddy Adam Papagan. And they played some songs, and that was Laurent the Alien Doesn't Want Him to Look at Porn. And then you heard the African poo-poo preacher. I love that. I like how he goes, poo-poo. Eat the poo-poo. You guys, I also found something funny with this guy. They did a remix of, they did like an auto-tune remix. And it sounds pretty funny. Here it goes.
One of the things they do is called anal leaking. A man's anus easy leak like I spit, like I spit. A man's anus easy leak like I spit, like I spit. A man's anus easy leak like I spit, like I spit. A man's anus easy leak like I spit, like I spit.
That's pretty fun, man. I like when they do stuff like that. And real quick, here's another one. And these are really fun. Yeah, it's like party music. It's perfect for tonight.
And no leaking.
Yeah. What else? You gotta give it like a little
fisting.
Start. You get it.
Yeah, the build up. Really, I can feel it.
Yeah. Your leg is like just tapping right now.
Eat that poo poo.
And it just makes your hips want to go like back
That's
and forth.
My
forward.
Favorite part. Like, here comes my favorite part.
It makes your stomach.
A man's in us.
Yeah, man. I've been fucking having this song going through my head all day today.
We do not want it.
Eat the poo poo.
Stand up for Liza. 15.
Yeah. So tonight we're gonna have Cool School and Wiz Wars do some live stuff. We're gonna talk to them in a little bit. And
Go.
God, this is so good.
I don't know. Why don't we just jump to a couple songs, man? What do you think?
Eat that poo poo.
All right, let's do it.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Ooh! You totally love people.
Skid Row. LA.
We'll be right back. Robert Liebehart calling to the Radio Music Pod at 1-800-893-9562.
Bam, bam.
Yeah.
Man, I got this number stuck in there.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We have Cool School in studio with WizWords. What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Yo, yo, yo. And that's Skull.
Cool Skull, yeah.
Cool
you know
school.
Who got me doing that? It's Tony, man. I was thinking about it today, and I was like, haha, Tony says Cool School or whatever. And I just fucking said it, you know? Cool Skull, man.
And Fizz Wars.
Yeah, Fizz Wars.
Or like there's this band, like there's those little kids called Old Skull, and their album's called Get Out of School. Yeah. You remember that? It's awesome.
I remember that.
So you guys make chiptune music, man. Tell us about that music. Like, what's it all about?
We make chip thrash.
Chip tune is just a general term for music that's like made on 8-bit software and hardware and stuff. But because our music is so different than like what's being made normally, we just call it chip thrash. Like for my first album that was released on Betamod Records, I was like, I'm gonna put the genre in the ID3 files as like chip thrash because it's just so crazy. I didn't even know that breakcore was around. I didn't even know. And then like there's like breakcore and all this hardcore stuff already, and I'm like, whatever. Chip thrash works better.
So how do you make the music? Like for people that don't know, because I know Tony knows, Tony from 8-Bit, because you've done a lot of work in this genre, and but I'm kind of an outsider, you know? I'm just used to picking up the guitar and hitting the drums and stuff.
Well, basically, you got a Game Boy, and you have special software that is put in a very special way into your Game Boy, and you
like you have to take
music.
It somewhere and they have to modify it?
You can get this all on the internet.
You get all the information on the internet. You use a special cartridge, or it's just a special game called Little Sound DJ or LSDJ, and it turns your Game Boy into a step sequencer or a beat maker or song. It's like a whole music studio in your hands.
Or if you're English, a tracker.
So that's how you made this song, right? This is you.
Yeah, this is
Cool
me.
School. School.
Yeah, this is on. Yeah.
I've heard of thrash. So this is real it, LA chip thrash.
Is it kind of the speed aspect? Or is it like, as compared to other things that
well,
are...
Quite, you know, basically, the term thrash, I think, is... Because I never like
adjective,
I never
it's
like
a verb.
It's a verb. I don't like punk
yeah.
because punk has a lot of a lot of like fashion and like a lot of political connections to it. And I'm like, no. What I like about punk is that kids like just get instruments that they don't know how to play and just thrash around, and not thrash metal, but just like thrash
the actual
activity.
Yes, I mean, yes.
So.
You get quahawks and stuff.
Yeah. No, not even, dog. Come on.
No, but like the idea of thrash is just kind of like, there's the energy to it.
Yeah, the energy is what means something.
And there's no, like, punk rock is very, you know, it's like a lot of things.
Yeah.
It could be anything. Thrash could be anything
it's
as well.
It's a mindset, bro.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem with punk rock, because it's a mindset. Thrash is just a word.
Yeah, just go for it. I don't want to see like kids having like the same haircut as me or something like that. I just want to see kids like jumping around and hitting each other.
And even with us both calling our music chip thrash, there's still a distinct difference between our styles and what we do. I mean, there's no set rules for what you write to consider it a certain thing. It's just basically really fast music that just...
Or high energy.
Fast, high energy music that's just, you know, makes you want to fucking thrash. Yeah.
So take us through the process of making it. So you just pick up your Game Boy and you just program different beats and different sounds in there?
Okay, well, I've kind of processed this through my head before because everyone always asks me.
Right.
Basically, you use the software to create instruments, and then you arrange the instruments into patterns, and then you arrange the patterns into songs. That's like the basic stripped down version of it. And most of the process of like is arranging the instruments into patterns and stuff like that.
So does it take a long time to write these songs?
Well, once you learn how to like make the instruments you want, and once you learn how to get your way around the software, it like, I don't know, I write songs in like 15 to 30 minutes.
And you were telling me that you have a lot of songs, right?
Yeah, like I've like since the beginning of this year up until like a month ago, I was like, I'm gonna write a song every day. And even now, like, I usually write a song about every day or every other day.
Wow.
Like, I'm always just like writing a song. Like if it's a crappy song, I always force myself to finish it so that I know I at least got something done. I'm always really productive.
So with the since it's like just 8-bit, how many are you limited to, like, a number of tracks that you can put on the?
Yeah, so like layers of sound, you only have 4 channels. The Game Boy is only capable of 2 pulse wave channels, and then like a really complex wave channel where you can design your own wavelength and import samples if you wanted to, and then a noise channel that sounds like whoosh, like stuff like that. And so those are like the only 4 channels or tracks that you can use. But other than that, like, you can sync up multiple Game Boys if you want, and
that's cheating.
So yeah, I mean, I guess that's cheating, but like, hey, you can if you want, and it's cool. I don't mind.
And you perform these songs live, right? Like, you're going to perform some songs tonight, right?
Yeah, what you'll do is you'll arrange them into, like, a whole song, and you can just press play, or you can set them up as, like, different loops, and then just say, I want this loop to go on right now, and this one to go on right now, and do it, like, a whole live thing. Like, basically, like, using Ableton Live or, like, some other, like, expensive software. This is, like, the same thing.
Or you can press play and punch people in the face.
Yeah, that's usually what I do. I just press play, and then I jump around in the crowd and, like,
take off
people.
Your clothes.
Yeah.
And steal their Game Boys.
Yeah, that's actually kind of like the thing that I've people show up to my shows for sometimes, because like I'd get naked at a lot of shows, and then so then like people would start showing up just for that. So I'm like, you know, never mind, screw you guys.
That's punk rock.
So I'm not getting naked anymore.
So you just stand there naked with your Game Boy? Just
no, I wouldn't stand there. Usually it would be like on the floor, like
he'd usually jump around, jump around while completely naked.
Were you nude because it was hot? Where you're playing, or
well, actually, basically, yeah. I mean, come on, hell yeah, it's super hot. But also because like the first time I did it, I was like, I want to be known as the Iggy Pop of electronic music. You know,
makes sense to me.
Speaking of that, who are some of your guys' influences that you know you're into?
Oh shit, like of any genre? Or?
Yeah, just like what got you in the music or.
Oh, that's...
To do chip thrash or whatever. Whatnot.
Like, what got me into electronic music was, like, my mom playing Kraftwerk when I was a kid.
Oh, cool, man.
What inspires me to make the faster stuff, I listen to a lot of punk rock, a lot of black metal. I've been listening to a lot of Lightning Bolt lately. Just stuff that's, like,
that's
really...
good stuff.
Really,
load records.
Really fast, low production value, just high energy music.
Yeah, because what comes to mind to me, like, when I think of thrash is, you know, I grew up with metal, like Slayer and shit like that.
Yeah, I like stuff like that, too, but there is a need to separate the terms that thrash metal and thrash, in this instance, do not mean the same thing.
Yeah.
It's thrash is, like, more of a, like you said, it's, what are the different, what,
it's a verb, it's not an adjective. Yeah, it's not an adjective,
it's anything,
a verb.
It could be anything.
To thrash.
Yeah, it's anything in reality, like I know Ryan Avery from Father's Day called Father's Day a thrash band. A while back, like in 2008, you know, it was because it was just like, they're just like, I hate my wife! You know, like,
I think the best way to describe their music is dad stuff.
But no, but like, that's the activity. Like, they're just rocking around and thrashing about, you know, that's the way I see it.
But even back to Lightning Bolt, like that band sounds like it's something you can't reproduce live, but they do that.
Yeah.
It's like, how does that relate to doing that? Like, it's programmed in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it has that feel to it, right? I heard a little bit of it.
Yeah, it's the actual energy, you know, like the actual activity of like playing it on huge speakers and getting everyone pumped. You know, like I love that. You know, I love it when I play at libraries and a bunch of 7-year-old girls are rocking out. Like, that's hilarious. Like, that happened to me. I've played so many libraries now. Like all these libraries were hitting me up, and like, I'm like, oh, cool. So I ventured out with my freaking guitar amp all the way to like Encino Tarzana, and like there was nothing but like 7-year-old girls. This is so cool. Like, it was hilarious.
So it's relatively lo-fi, so you can get away with that.
Yeah, I can go anywhere I want. Yeah.
There's also there's no real denying that there isn't very much. Well, depending on your setup, but for either of us, there isn't very much actual live performance that goes into what we do. It's more about listening to the music and just being in the crowd and. You're just standing there playing the Game Boy, just standing there looking, you know, at the people, and everyone's just standing there, it's going to be a fucking boring show. You got to have, like, you know, the lights down and, you know, just everyone freaking out. And
yeah, that's what it is to me, is the actual activity of the live show.
Sometimes I'll just put my Game Boy down and just fuck around with a chaos pad or something.
So what kind of shows do you play, like, and what other bands do you play with? I mean, there's a big community, right, of people who do 8-bit.
There's a small community in LA.
Yeah, and in the rest of the country, like New York, it's pretty giant. They have a festival every year.
Yeah.
That has like 1,000 people come out. But out here, we just started doing a monthly show called Obsolete in downtown LA, which actually we can plug that because the next one is in 2 days. It's the first Saturday of every month.
Where's that at?
At this place called Pixel Frequency. You can go to obsolete.fm to find out information. It has the information. It's like 931 Pico or something.
It's a warehouse in downtown LA. The website's obsolete.fm.
So who are you guys playing with over there?
There's Wet Mango and Basic are like the main like people who have done like chiptune for like a while, like in this style for quite a while, like in the breakcore scene, stuff like that. And then there was and like the main LA people, like obviously was like 8-bit Weapon, who was like they started, you know, the Microwave, which is like the first chiptune show for a while.
Right. But that's Tony, you know 8-bit
Weapon.
Yeah,
Seth was supposed to come in tonight, but he's out of town, so we're gonna have to have him come in.
Give him a shout out
at a later date. But yeah, what up, Seth?
Hi,
8-bit Weapon.
Yo.
Naughty Boy.
And hi, Michelle.
So hey man, why don't we take another break and then when we come back, we'll have you guys do a couple songs. What do you think?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool, man. So we have Cool Skull and Wiz Wars in studio on the More Music Radio Pod. We'll be back.
Don't eat the poopoo.
No! Wait a minute! No! You got no right, bitch! Hold up! Hold the fuck up! Hold! You got no right, bitch!
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting international from downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Hey, this is Adam Papp again. Call in to the More Music Radio Pod at 800-893-9562.
I love Adam Papp again.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod.
Adam Papigan is so well spoken.
Yes, he is. He's a very nice gentleman.
Yeah, it was good to have him in last week. 16.
That's a friend of yours.
Yeah, I love that guy. Me and my little brother run his show, like a show that he was recording in Monrovia not too long ago. Yeah, the guy's the man. I love him.
So the last song you heard was Game Boy Rock by Wiz Wars. And before that was Gackin by Cool School, and they're in studio right now. And you guys are going to play a couple songs for us right now.
Yeah,
we got our Game Boys all set up.
Game Boy Colors.
We got a Game Boys down and an LSDJ up. Our EMS cartridges, who knows what the fuck.
I don't know.
Is up.
Yo.
Yeah, cool. Man. So you guys want to play a song?
Yeah.
So how do you guys do it? You guys... Just one of you goes, and then as soon as that song's done, the other one jumps in?
Yeah, but then sometimes we'll play, like, some weird, like, samples, like, while the other one's going on. Because there's, like, kids that say, like, bitch, bitch, titties, titties. So, like, we'll, like, play them, like, while the other one's going on.
Are you guys
going
to thrash around while you're playing in studio right now?
No, just I'm going to sit
probably not. I'm just going to sit down. I'll probably be, like shaking my head.
Everyone will be like the digital Little John.
Everyone who's listening, should just imagine that we're going insane in the studio. Just like this place is on fire. And,
I think you guys
are
going to
thrash
around, man.
Are you going to thrash around, Tony?
Dude, I'm going to do a fish.
It's hard for me to not thrash, though.
I'm going
to
do a fish. Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Are you going to thrash around?
Yes. Yes.
All right, cool, man. Who's going to go up first? Wiz Wars is going to go up first. All right. Live on the More Music Radio Pod.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude. All right.
Damn, Wiz Wars and right in Cool front of Skull us right now. On the More Music Radio Pod. We'll be right back. Yes.
Yo, motherfucker. You are listening to the More Music Radio Pod from Skid Row Studio in downtown Los Angeles, California. At skidrow.la.
In a line saying me first and keeping condoms in they verse. I'm the worst when it comes to talking dirty like a jerk, but I told you how I squirt, it all comes with the worst.
The boys love my thick ass Cuban thighs, thirsty whorish eyes. Boy, I open wide, let it slide when you come inside. I got a lifetime supply of Plan B in my drawer, so hit it raw dog and style until my pussy's sore.
I picked you up at the stop for the city bus. You drank some robots, us real dick and titty fuck. Been ate a burger from Hardee's with hot curly fries. Go to bed late, sleeping and never early rise. You know all about me, I'm fucking Johnny X. I wanna be when you pee and go between your legs.
If you wanna fuck with me, then you gotta make it hurt. I got that oven roasted slip, overflowing lava squirt.
I'm the best at making out, you're the best at passing out. Waking up naked, shivering on my couch.
I'm a dominating bitch with a dirty swish. My dildo smell like rotten eggs from that pussy itch.
Key in English class. I don't have the answer, but I did a lot of research. Deciphering the placement of a hyphen in your tight words.
Baby, come for me. You can put me in my place. I'll be riding bloody knees. Con tus huevos in my face.
Nintendo, power up.
this game, just place your order. See my initials on the screen, baby, S-B-D. You can beat that game, but you can't beat me, 'cause I'm an old school fool. And you know I'm cool, because I skate all day in a backyard pool. I did a burn and a hand plant and got some air and did a big old grab while they sat and stared.
I could beat Shadow Gate in 22 minutes without ever kicking the bucket once. I could kick anybody's butt in MK3, and that goes for all you chumps. I could drink a whole bottle of whiskey and straight up conquer Ninja Gaiden 2. I'm the master of 2D fighting games, and you a Tetris playing fool. I could kill Lygar in 10 to 12 hits, 'cause I know how to build my tone. Don't need no passwords for Castlevania 2, 'cause I'm straight falling into the zone. I need while I'm smoking some weed, 'cause it's all second nature to me. Just like driving a car, I hit the dragon with a star and grab the talisman, follow my lead.
Yeah.
Yo.
Dude,
what's up?
We're back.
Wait, is this my too?
Yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back to the Music Radio Pod.
I was just about to comment how good, like, Juan's wardrobe was.
Yeah.
But then he took it off.
And then he fucking got naked.
They said they
I mean, he's looking good now.
Now he's going to smear the poo-poo. Dude, him as he smears the poo-poo all over his face with the poo-poo.
They said they weren't going to take off their clothes or thrash around, but both happened. So I don't know.
I actually had a question about that. I've never seen you guys live.
Really?
No, of course. Cool. Well, of course not. Then I don't know, because I don't go out much.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, see, we're getting kind of old.
But my thing is this. So, like, earlier in the evening, we talked about, like, the idea of being a frontman or doing, like, putting on a performance.
So,
I don't know, but even that idea, like, I thought it was, like, what you guys were doing, even, like, just... I don't know. It's like it was weird. It's like
what do you mean?
It was like watching them in their living room. It makes total sense to me. Like, where the idea of what type of music they're playing is, it's sedentary music.
Mm-hmm.
It's even the idea that you guys are sitting in chairs and you're still fucking dancing and you're just like. I thought it was really cool. I don't know.
Well, they don't play shows like in chairs. I mean, it's just because they're over here in the studio.
No, but I think that would
no
be
offense
really awesome,
to any
though.
Handicapped.
Okay. Well, basically, I see performing the music like the Game Boy's the orchestra and I'm the orchestra, like,
or conductor.
Yeah, but to me it worked really well.
I really feel the music.
The best fucking analogy ever.
He's a real Gustavo.
No,
I just felt like I was looking into, like earlier today when I got here, there was
some
lady.
Oh, yeah, guys. You know
there's
what?
A lady.
I don't mean to interrupt, but we forgot. We got a call on the line. Caller, you're on the air.
It was a lady.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's happening? Who's this?
This is Arnie in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
What's up, EGR?
Wow.
That's EGR,
hey, yeah,
man.
Hey.
Man, you are
Dude, you're the man. Arnie Holder, this is the boy.
This is your homeboy?
What's going on, brother?
Hi.
Yo, man.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, I was just listening to the podcast that Wiz War set was freaking awesome.
Thank you.
I agree.
Yeah, Wiz War's
that was all new stuff?
That's all new stuff. You have that to look forward to coming out on Cool Skull's label, Data Mosh Pit, within the next couple of months. I actually got to record that EP probably this weekend.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I played some of my old songs, and he was like playing all this crazy unreleased hardcore shit.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah.
You guys you guys got cool fans. It's like, 2 a.m. over there?
Yeah, what time is it over there, man?
It's, let's see, right now it's probably like 1:30 in the morning, I guess.
You've been drinking some White Lightning over there in Kentucky?
You just get home?
No, unfortunately, it's work tomorrow.
Okay. You're a racist.
Shit, you're gonna have a bad day at work tomorrow because of Chip Thrash.
That's awesome. Hey, man, what's the Chip Thrash scene out there in Kentucky, man?
It's, thin, to say the least.
But it's everywhere, right?
Well, yeah, it's thin everywhere, right?
How's that compilation coming along, man, for your label?
Waiting on the cover art, and actually got a couple of little tidbits that McFiredrill's supposed to be doing.
Nice.
Hopefully it'll be together this
McFiredrill?
His label's Data Thrash, right?
Yeah, McFiredrill is an artist in Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, Data Thrash is a new label that EGR is working with or is working on, and it's like freaking awesome. They have some cool stuff coming out. Like he's putting together this awesome compilation, and I think Shipbird has a track on there, right?
I don't know of any of those.
Shipbird? No, Shipbird is so legit.
You all have fancy phones. You should have your phone out, and you should be looking up on Google right now. All dude, these names.
Okay. So
my phone is only 3G.
My phone's only 3G, man.
My phone's
3G right now.
I have an 8-bit phone.
We're always behind.
I'm pretty sure EGR will agree with me on this, but there are like a few like serious hardcore pioneers in the whole like hardcore breakcore Game Boy stuff. And like the two main ones in my head are DJ Scotch Egg and Shitbird, and I freaking love Shitbird.
As far as any scene goes, like what are like the originators of anything? These are kind of like are these the originators.
The originators of chip music are traced back to the 1980s in Europe, making music with Commodore 64s.
Okay, well, can you expand on that a bit? Is that boring?
I don't know much about the history. So maybe EGR can help us out. I don't know.
You're asking about a genre of music that's existed for almost 30 years now. So, I mean, I guess...
About the... Are you talking about origins of chip music?
Yeah.
Sit down, Pat.
Sorry. Well, I don't know. I'm just learning.
That's like a college course all in itself. It's like...
I think what everyone brings up, though, is the main thing is the... The movie, what is it?
Reformat the Planet
about the New York scene with Null Sleep and Bit Shifter. Like they did shows at the Tank, and that was like the serious thing. So in the East Coast, like that's when the chip scene was like really blowing up. So like now they have like the festival, and like they're all seriously hardcore and stuff.
And they sell out venues, and they get bitches and drugs.
And they're on Astral Works.
What the fuck? So it's like playing in a band, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Like
a popular one, anyway. I wouldn't know how that goes.
Come on, you're in the Mormons, man.
Hey, so EGR, is it?
Yeah.
Hey, so you playing any shows out there, man? You got anything to promote?
Not really. Main thing I'm working on is trying to keep the blog and pseudo label.
Where can we find the blog
to get
at?
The word out around here.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Say what?
Where can we find the blog at?
It is at datathrash.tumblr.com. It's also on Facebook.
You heard it here, datathrash.tumblr.com.
Cool, yeah. You just bought airtime. We'll be sending you a bill for $25. You just paid for tonight's pizza.
Hookers. Thanks for calling in.
Well, thanks for calling, man.
It was good talking to
you. Yeah, I can't wait for that compilation to come out. It's going to be really great. Like, he also he has like some tracks from... Like, can you name off some of the artists that are on the track, on the compilation?
Yeah, let's see, we got Crates, which, where is he from? Is he from Ukraine or Russia?
He's from some European.
That's
cool, man.
I'm from Ukraine.
He just released something on Kitten Rock. It's so cool, you should check it out.
What's Kitten Rock?
Oh, yeah, I would add him to the top three of Scotch Egg and Shitbird.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, Crates is... Okay.
And then
keep going.
Streets of Rage, who else is on there?
Streets of Rage?
Cool Skull's on there.
Who's that?
Streets of Rage is on
there? I like the video game.
I'm just listening to you guys, man. It's fucking fascinating, man. There's like this whole scene that's going on.
Oh, there's literally hundreds upon hundreds of artists worldwide that do this shit. I mean, like I said, there's the Blip Festival in New York every year. It's a 3-night festival, and each night the attendance tops 1,000 people.
Have you ever been to that?
No, I don't travel.
No?
Why not? You afraid of flying?
They flew my sister
out
for that.
Yeah, me too, man.
No, they flew my sister.
But just take a Xanax, man.
Oh, yeah,
just
by the way, didn't your sister had a track played?
What Mango just had a... They just played a track.
That was one of the songs that we played on the radio that was show like, right here before.
That was like the vocal version of Trollin'.
Yeah, this...
No.
Wait.
Oh yeah, fucking wet mango.
Not
hey, I gotta let you guys go, but
yeah.
Hey
man, get some sleep.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Thanks
very
for
much
calling
for calling
Music
in.
Radio
yeah,
Pod,
get those
man.
Kids later on, Arnie.
Safe to school, man.
Don't we usually hang up on people?
Later, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, so you guys know, Cool Skull's in it.
a chip tune dynasty. You know, he's got
them nipples.
Wet Mango, his sister, and I. Your and, little brother.
Yeah, my, my little brother, Sergeant X. He has like a half shaved head and
so is Christina like officially your sister now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically. No, it's never mind.
Oh, I thought it was some. That was a good Kentucky thing.
No, no,
yeah,
okay. There's some Kentucky things.
No, because she's not really my sister. I just
did. Did I just ruin your night?
You just ruined it. Come on. I just tell everyone she's my sister.
Marsha, like, Greg Brady kind of thing.
Because like she'll take me to shows and then
the
I'm like,
thing
oh
is
hey.
This. Christina is everyone's sister because she's just the nicest person.
She's like the most like sweet and like
but
caring
she'll
person.
Fuck you up if you cross her.
I had a question. Yeah. Sorry.
Don't fuck with Wet Mango.
Are you guys familiar with GarageBand?
Oh yeah, my first album was on GarageBand.
Well, that's all I know how to use, and I was trying to make a song today, and I ended up talking to myself.
Oh yeah, Patrick.
4 hours. I have a story here.
Well, I'm trying to promote your band.
Patrick, you always talk too much, goddammit.
Hold on. He's the manager.
Come on.
Let Patrick talk. Let Patrick speak.
Can you let one of us other people talk, Patrick? Jesus Christ.
Let Patrick speak. Come on.
All right, Patrick. Hey, Patrick, you didn't get the MP3s together for the show, okay? I did. All right. I got all the MP3s. I downloaded Wiz Wars and Cool Skull. I went on there and I got it.
I understand. It's totally fine.
So anyway, Patrick, about GarageBand.
So it's hard to use, especially when you're tired, you don't know how to play any kind of music. But I did that.
And you're an alcoholic, and
that too.
Isn't GarageBand geared towards like people who've never produced
music
ever?
No, what happened was
I was
trying to make a song, and then it didn't come out right, and I ended up talking to myself for like about 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where.
So far, it just sounds like a normal day.
Yeah. No.
Come on, guys. Let him speak. Jeez.
Come on, I had a story. My flow has been broken.
Aw.
Mommy.
Sorry, man.
Just keep going.
Just keep pumping. Right.
Just push right through it.
Yeah, man.
Just like your song, man. You got to keep just pushing right through it. It's going to
take longer if you guys keep talking. So.
Forge ahead, man.
It's like when you're constipated.
So anyway, my thought was this. I took a shower eventually. You guys do that?
Sometimes.
Do you guys like showers?
Yeah, showers are good, man.
Well, I did one of those. And I was still talking to myself while I was showering. And I started thinking, this is what's going on in my head all the time. And don't you guys, my question was this, you guys ever talk to yourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So what do you guys talk to yourselves about?
Yeah.
Do you have like weird...
Do you yell at yourself?
Okay.
I'm constantly
cool skull,
yelling at
this
myself.
This is what I'm always,
when you answer that question,
about.
Make sure you understand the line of the question. That it began with GarageBand.
No, yeah, I know.
Though, but like, it's a true story, but I figure everybody does that, right?
You know? No, wait, this is what I always
everybody
talk to myself
themselves.
About, quite literally. I'm either thinking of what my next song is going to be, I'm thinking of whether or not I have to show up to work, or I'm thinking about how awesome
shower,
Jack White is.
Or where to pitch it. Do you like think that's all in your head? Do you verbalize it occasionally?
Oh,
when you're tired?
Yes. Like I'll be talking to myself like out in the open. I'm like, man, Jack White's awesome. Like I don't know. I love the White Stripes, so I'm like always thinking about that.
At like 2 a.m. can
and
you go back
Garage
to your
Band does
and, like,
exist.
Cover some White Stripes songs real
yes.
loud.
July 14th is Bastille Day, the day that they had like actually like come together as a band. So I want to release something by July 14th as of all White Stripes covers. It's going to be like remixes.
We should record that tonight.
It's going to be sick.
They don't exist anymore, so you could just be the White Stripes.
No, I know. I love the White Stripes. I want to do like a whole tour as like a White Stripes 8-bit cover.
I don't get them.
You call it the Brown Stripes.
Honestly, I don't get the White Stripes.
No, okay. What I like about the White Stripes is that it was just such a simple idea, and like
it's
they
so primitive.
Those kids and their music.
It's
today,
so like,
I just
it's
don't
like
understand
primitive
it.
And lo-fi and like pop music, but like anti-pop.
No,
I guess.
It's not anti anything. They're just doing what they do. I'm sorry, I have to disagree.
So
with you.
Anyway, do you guys have pets?
Pets?
Any animals?
Oh, my family. My parents have a dog named Eric Thorne, and he's so cool.
Well, do you ever like make your pets talk, or at least you have that in your head, and you're talking to your cats, and they're talking back to you, and you're making them talk?
Do you do that?
Yeah,
what's your cat's name
like,
again?
I always go to him and I say, "Oh, I love you, Eric."
No, but like a real conversation, like, "Hey, what's wrong with you?"
Meow.
I'm just really curious
like,
when this is going to go back to GarageBand.
The GarageBand thing,
yeah. Meow.
Exactly.
Patrick's my favorite.
Who is I-5-ing? Hey, so you think you guys are in the mood to play like another quick couple songs or something?
Or are you guys just like done with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Cool Skull can start this.
Yeah, show. Sure.
All right, cool.
Wait. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Meow.
I hear.
You're going to hear. There, he's turning on the Game Boy.
And I am a dub.
Hey, Juan, what's this song called?
I don't know.
It's called I Don't Know. Shut up.
Can I name it?
No.
Please.
Now he's on the spot, though. Now he's getting like.
One side, one side, two side, three side.
You know what? Chong. I was tuning the KXLU driving home from work a couple weeks ago, and Cool School was supposed to play KXLU, and his fucking batteries ran out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, you were telling me about that, man.
They're like, come on, dude, your fucking batteries. Like, just bring some batteries and shit. He's like,
can I get a vocal, like a microphone on this one?
That was pretty funny.
Hello?
All right. Well,
it seems like we got batteries. So, everything's cool.
So I was wondering if these are going to be equal or whatever, but I'm pretty sure this is just going to go.
Cool.
This song has some vocals. It's about a homeless guy that was outside this donut shop that out of my by my apartment. He just sits there. And one day, like, he just looks really pathetic, right? But one day, he had shades, and he just had this look, like, on his face, like just because he had his shades crossing his arms, man. And you just looked at him. You're like, this man rules this city. You can tell. But then the next day he didn't have the shades and he was just looked like some other pathetic homeless dude. But like this song is about how awesome he looked with shades. It's called New Pair of Shades.
Wait. Okay, can I have some headphones? Hold on a
second.
I gotta get myself prepared for this.
Hello?
Cool School and Studio Skidrow.fm.
Wait, hold on. I gotta... song, and it's really short, and I'm gonna do this one with vocals too. Okay, so basically the story behind this one is when I was in middle school, my parents didn't like us to go to school, so they just like, you're not going to school. So we went to this weird like educational program on Hollywood Boulevard. It was like, we later found out it was like a Scientologist training camp. And they made us learn the alphabet backwards, and this is an example of how like awesome what I learned was. Thank you.
All right, man. Cool School, man. That's fucking pretty cool, man. You guys are really fucking good at that shit, man. Me and Tony were talking, we're like, man, these guys are really fucking good at this shit.
You guys are like the Rush of fucking chip team. They like kicked
me
right in the
Tony was showing me some of the stuff that he was doing, and he's all, look, I could do this thing, and it's all, doo 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 doo.
Yeah.
Well, I was like this close to failing high school because I was like making all music, and then I barely had to do summer school, and I barely passed all my classes. And but I wasn't just doing music.
How old are you, cool fellers? Anyway,
yeah, you guys are.
Oh, he's.
I'm 15.
Holy shit!
Wow.
Well, no wonder why we feel so fucking old. No, Jesus Christ!
I'm 25.
All right.
Yeah, I'm actually 19. So yeah.
For real?
All my friends are under the age of 21. I feel pathetic.
You feel like the old guy?
Yeah, I am the old guy.
Just wait, you're gonna feel
older. Shitbird, when he moves out here, he's like 28.
Oh, I like Shitbird now.
No, I'm sorry. No,
I
he's
like
26.
Shitbird now just because his name, man. Sorry. I fucking love that.
Shitbird, dude.
Shitbird writes some great music. Fucking
no, Shitbird's the man. He only has one album out, like in the last year. But like, dude, imagine like a phoenix living at the top of a, like Mount Fuji that only comes down once every 5 years to lay a golden egg. That is Shitbird.
And you don't do any drugs or drink or anything. Right?
Yeah, I know I don't actually.
Wow.
You know what? Neither did Frank Zappa. So you know.
Yes. And was the egg made out of black?
That's true.
No. It's made out of
shit.
No, it's made of Nintendium.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway,
I want to hear Shitbird do a cover of Freebird.
Hey, you should promote that split you did with Shitbird.
Oh, yeah, yeah. On Beta Mod Records, me and Shitbird did a split called Cool Shit. and it's on betamod.com, BETAMOD.com. And it's only like, it's like 10 songs, but they're all like a minute long, like exactly or under. And
it's the most hardcore chip music album I've ever heard.
It's like 10 minutes of like a bricks in your face.
It's the epitome of chip thrash. That record, bricks on bricks. Chip thrash.
Yeah, so but literally, mm-hmm. Barry, who is Shitbird, is like one of my best friends. Like, I was just recently in a relationship with a girl that's like, it ended recently.
You like girls?
I'm
leaving right now.
but literally, oh, no. Even when I was like with her, I talked to Shitbird more than I talked to her. Like, I talked to him for like 3 hours.
This is Michael O'Brien here, man.
To be fair, Barry is more attractive than your girlfriend.
Burn. But I don't know. I love Barry. He's the man.
You don't have any tattoos. You like girls? What's going on here?
Oh, man.
No, but I have this mad psoriasis.
Come on, man. We're fucking 10 and 15 fucking years fucking older than
speaking of older.
What a creep.
And how,
God.
Before the day's through, we got
sometimes,
like...
Sometimes, you know, you guys just don't know. Sometimes, like, it just gets... Sometimes it gets really creepy, Patrick.
Dude, imagine if we were Andy today.
Well, that reminds me.
He's turning 53 today.
That reminds me. It's Andy's birthday today, man. Happy birthday,
Bolas,
Andy.
Of 8-Bit.
Anti-Log from 8-Bit is now...
Really?
53 years old today.
Yep.
Happy birthday,
it
man.
He's actually 35.
Oh,
I got it backwards.
But,
because he doesn't look a day over 52.
You guys want to join me in singing him happy birthday? What do you think?
Can we do the Denny's version?
Why don't we have happy birthday tracked out?
Instead of the traditional happy birthday, let's do the Denny's version where it's all happy, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy...
I don't know.
Let's do the traditional one.
No,
let's do the traditional one. You're right.
Let's not do either. Let's have background music for it. That's what we need. Some background music.
Okay, ready.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Andy.
No poo poo.
Don't forget to eat the poo-poo on your birthday.
Maybe it's Andy.
We have a radio
All right,
show?
Everybody, we have a caller coming through.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Caller, you're on the air.
What's up?
I'm on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air now, man.
Who'd this be?
Cool.
No, you're not.
Is Wiz Wars and Cool Skull there?
Yeah. Hold on, let me get him. Hold on. Hey, guys.
Oh, hold
you guys,
on.
Hold
let
on.
Put my pants back
hey,
on.
Guys. You guys got a call, man.
Gross.
Hi.
Yo, what's up, man?
Tell them that Milky and Shanti are on the air.
Oh, shit! Oh, yeah! Oh, what's up, boy?
Woo! Yeah, what's up?
Yeah! Just Inc. in the house.
What happened?
What's going on, brother?
What's up, dog?
What are you talking about?
I just want to let y'all know, man.
Oh, man.
So, like, last week, dog, we was rolling with Milky, right?
Oh, what's
Holy
up,
shit.
Man?
Dude, that fool shot the hell out of Shanti. I don't even know what the hell happened, dog.
Boom, 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 bam!
Shanti shot Milky, and it was, like, crazy.
Are these friends of yours that were murdered? Or do you guys?
Yeah, dog, hey, you tell a story, dog. You're so dope.
About Milky, fool.
Oh, hey, fool, I'll fucking rise up right now.
R.I.P. Milky, dog. Represent.
No, is it their friends of yours? Who's
Who are these people?
I don't know, but this is fun, man.
Maybe if we let this guy tell a story.
Hey, guys, hold on.
Hey, what's going on, caller? What do you got to say, man?
Nothing. I was just curious. I've heard that Whizzlers is releasing a new album pretty soon, but I was curious what Cool Skull is doing as far as musical releases.
Oh, all right, man. You guys want to field that one?
Sounds nothing like about a story about this is shooting like
this,
fools.
This
but
is
okay.
The funniest question, only because this is the only person in the whole world that knows the answer to this. And he's only asking because he knows
he's totally
not prodded. Talking about it.
Yeah, he's totally prodded.
Yeah, okay. No, but seriously.
Do that.
Okay, so this is my friend Lars. And he's my best friend of all time. Quite literally, the greatest comic book artist.
I thought Shitbird was your best friend.
Well, hold on, one second. It should also be noted that Lars is doing the artwork for my next album.
Yeah, and for Shitbird's new album,
it looks fucking fantastic.
And for Shitbird's new album, Whizzlers' new album and Shitbird's new album. This is the man.
Lars is the official artist of Chip Thrash.
This is the official Chip Thrash artist. You can find his art at brainjuiceinc.com. Ink as in INK.
Yeah.
Thank you. To be honest, I just called in because I wanted to plug. You know, that way, hopefully all the monies and cocaine and hookers will come rolling in.
Yeah. We're going to send them to your house right now. Like, wait for 5 minutes, dog. They be there.
Hey, man, tomorrow I'll go down to the post office, man. Mail you a hooker, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thank
you. Boy.
Besides terrible stuff. Sorry.
What?
Well, I was just wondering.
Let the caller talk.
I was wondering about the artwork. Is it digital or how does that work with the whole thing? So it's like
you mean like what medium am I?
Just the website you look at and
hey, let him talk, man.
Sorry, I don't understand. I'm using like a shitty phone. I just do all my stuff off Photoshop, so like nothing revolutionary there, but it's like kind of a weird mixture of like I don't know, it's like a weird 90s cartoons mixed with like your worst nightmares kind of thing.
Sounds good.
Yeah, but cool. not in a cheesy way. Like some people might think. Like
no, this guy's going to be making thousands of dollars in a fucking art gallery where we're all homeless in like 10 years.
No. Seriously, this is the man. Like,
so where can we find you, Lars?
Yeah.
Oh, brainjuiceinc.com with INK. Although Juan was a nice enough dude to plug that already.
Yeah.
Boom, cow, another $25. Honest,
that's right 50 there. Bucks.
Boom, motherfucker.
What had happened was me and my friend Lars were going to this crazy weird arts high school that met in art center. Then we got kicked out and we met in like this Christian elementary school. And like it was kind of like a weird situation. And
you got kicked out of an elementary school
and went to another elementary school? Like the school got kicked out of art center.
Oh, okay.
And so what had happened was we were hanging out one day and we were walking to the park. And then he was like, oh, yeah, I'm an artist, too. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then he showed me his art, and, like, my brain exploded. He's like, yeah, this is, like, I have better stuff than this right now, but this is just what I have on my phone. I'm like, holy crap, this is fantastic. Like, and quite literally, from that moment on, my art style completely changed, and I wanted to copy everything that he did because, like, he was, like, there were, like, a lot of comic book artists I respect. But this guy like took everything about the comic book artists I respect and made it awesome, like than I'd ever thought it could be. And like I've just copied him from that point, and he just moved on and made it like so fantastic.
Awesome, I'm looking at it right now, and it's pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, no, he's the man. And also, you know, what I thought was kind of silly that you said that nothing revolutionary. I'm sorry, Photoshop is kind of a revolutionary tool.
And stop underselling yourself because your shit's amazing.
You don't have to apologize. It's cool.
Hey, your stuff's on the internet. Go away.
you're right. I guess as far as you're talking about Photoshop, like, it's not necessarily a... I guess it's not exactly the most normal thing, but at the same time, Photoshop's been around for, like, a while. So,
yeah,
I don't know. No,
you do his art, and I want to look at it, and I don't know what's going on. I was just wondering how you guys are related, and it makes sense, like, almost saying he does murals. I don't know. We just met these guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just trying to make sense out of things.
Oh, wait, like, okay. you guys can look at my art. Like,
be honest, though. Wait, I still wanted an answer to my question as far as...
Oh, yeah.
Because Juan says that, like, or Cool Skull says, like, he's like, oh, man, he already knows. But in reality, I don't because, like, every other day he's doing something different. So, like, I'm calling for the newest update. It's been a week, so for all I know, he's in, like, Canada with a three-legged, like, transvestite woman.
So you guys are both,
actually
both,
hung out with the transvestite today.
And you met up in the school days.
Okay, so
really, this isn't the best medium to explain, but I just
They look really cool.
I just got a portfolio of his, a little mini portfolio of your work here.
Yeah.
Shit is like way out of control, amazing, dude.
Man, I mean, not only are you good on the Game Boy, man, but fuck, man, you get down with the fucking pen.
Oh, and also,
I don't really like telling people. Stuff, you should get off the phone.
Okay. So basically, to answer his question.
No, actually, thanks for calling.
I have a few projects
we'll
that I'm working
on.
We're
not gonna hang up.
Right now I have mostly finished, but I'm still kind of working on a live album because at my shows there's like a lot of ridiculous banter. And Lars was kind enough to actually give me this idea. Because like all the recordings from my live shows were super distorted and messed up and you couldn't hear anything. So he thought it was a good idea to take like the actual tracks like of the actual songs and then put them over the live versions and mess with them so that they sound right. So that you can also hear the ridiculous banter of people yelling and telling me to take my clothes off. And then
can this please be released over the video of you naked? We can
hold on. No,
over
your
dick.
Wait. Okay, hold on. Jeez, God. Let me talk. Okay, so basically I was over talking to Manny at Beauty is Pain, which is where this stuff is recorded. There's this thrift shop on Sunset and Highland. It's fantastic. And he actually has video of a few of my shows at Beauty is Pain, and he wants to release them on DVD.
Do they sell painful underwear?
Actually, I've got some stuff on video.
he wants to release a DVD plus CD on his label called Records Ad Nauseam, and it would be like a co-release of Data Mosh Pit and Records Ad Nauseam, and we're working on that. That's going to be really cool. Probably released on the internet, and or like sold on the internet, and then also sold in his shop.
We're playing at Monster Party on July 22nd.
Oh yeah, and then on July 22nd we're playing at Monster Party,
which is next door.
Which is going to be the first Data Mosh Pit official event. Data Mosh Pit's like our record label that actually Lars has a major part in.
You have
for doing
Data
art and stuff
impersonators
like that.
From Star Trek Next Generation
like
in the mosh pit.
Plugging douchebag now.
But
no, it's good, man. Thank you for calling, man. We really appreciate you calling up.
And Lars, you piece of shit. I've been calling you. I wanted you to be here, you douchebag. But you would never answer your phone. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah, what
you
the fuck, Lars?
We're from a foreign country.
Lars, we're hanging out tomorrow.
His neck
goddamn
pop out, man.
Well, you know what? Radio isn't the best medium for the visual arts. Typically,
it's really good.
It sounds like I'm listening to a Merzbo album. On this end of the phone, all I hear is like.
It
sounds just like a fucking mess.
Well,
that's our show.
That's free radio for you.
Well, cool, man. Well, we got to run, man. But thank you for calling, dude.
Well, I don't want to make Lars feel bad. You have a good night, Lars.
But no, die.
In your sleep and pray your soul.
Well, all right, guys. We're gonna peanut butter in your anus.
We're gonna take another break. We're gonna take another break right now, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod with Cool Skull and Wiz Wars.
He's gotta pee.
The More Music Radio Pod. We'll be right back.
emergency, please hang up and dial 911.
Thank you guys for coming in and
this
playing
may
some
be the worst show we've
us.
Ever done, but by far the most fun.
Man, that was fucking cool, guys.
No, I'm just kidding. This has been
you guys are
really,
really good,
good
at what you do, man, and you guys are so enthusiastic.
You guys
about
have
it.
Made it really fun. I was just kidding.
You guys make
no,
us feel
no,
very old.
Don't feel weird about that. Yeah.
This is what you have to look forward to. So take a quick look and close your eyes.
Yeah.
And
hey, man, can
years,
we turn these lights down a little bit?
5 years for you, Kevin.
These bright lights are killing my boner. He's rubbing his nipples. I'm trying to get into this, and it's like,
you know. Well, cool, man. So where can we find you guys, man, on the internet? Where can people keep up with you guys?
Datamoshpit.com is our label, and datamoshpit.com. And we're both at like datamoshpit.com/our name. I'm Cool Skull with that's with a K because I'm extra cool because COOL is too not cool enough.
It's not cool.
So KOOL is the way to go. And right. Then Wiz Wars, datamoshpit.com/Wiz Wars.
WIZWARS, all underscore.
Yeah, and
you can also find more of my music at wizwars.bandcamp.com. I think a lot of the stuff on there is donation based. You pay whatever you want, which can be $0. So I've got like 3 EPs up there, I think. So check it out.
Yeah, and on my website, there's like a player on SoundCloud like thing right there. And then there's like links to download a bunch of my albums. But also I have like a link to download like my entire discography. Like if you want, you can look through my whole discography.
You can even find like his source files for LSDJ on his.
Yeah, you can find like everything on there.
His directory is
and
vast.
A bunch of unreleased albums too. So like there's crazy stuff there.
So yeah, he was telling me earlier that well, he misspoke and started saying that he put it out 1 song a year, and I'm like, yeah, that's cool. And then he's like, no, actually, I put out 1 song a day. I'm like, hey, I don't really like you that much.
Yeah, well, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, because I just go to work, and then I had like a schedule. Like every day I'd write a song like on the bus because I had like 20 minutes on the bus. So I'm like, okay. I can do this. So I forced myself to write songs faster and faster, and then eventually I started to write songs in like 15 minutes.
So when is the new album coming out?
I'm not sure.
You're working on it right now?
There's some secret projects.
Okay, because basically, oh yeah, I never really answered that question. Okay, so that live album.
Hey, Lars.
Hey, Lars. So basically, that live album is still in the works. It's coming out eventually. And then but the thing is, I have a lot of unreleased albums that are probably going to be coming out constantly. Like, I'm going to send them out to like Kitten Rock or maybe Chip and Damned if they ever release an album for me. But there's like a lot of stuff that I like have on release that's probably going to keep coming out like regularly, like from like every 2 weeks or a month, you know, until I release my album, which is like I'm working on this like hardcore
a fully mastered with vocals album that's going to have like gold packaging, like not actual gold, but you know, I'm going to make it like reflective gold, and it's going to be called 100% Pure Gold. And it's going to be awesome. Like, I'm making Cool Skull visuals all, like, gold and black and white.
This is all softcore releases, right? I mean, internet.
Yeah, most of those are all going to be, like, softcore releases. No, most of those all releases are going to be
And you guys are playing a show in a couple days, too, man. Why don't you guys let people know where to go?
It's the Chip Music Collective that we're part of, Obsolete, does a show every first Saturday in downtown L.A. Our first one was last month. And he played. I'm playing this one. I think I'm actually headlining.
You're Wiz Wars.
Yes, Wiz Wars. Who else is playing that one?
Dacid, Beta Dacid, to the Max.
Beta to the Max. Mike Bleeds.
Mike Bleeds. Who's awesome?
Incord.
I don't know who that is.
That is.
For further info,
Ben.
Check obsolete.fm before Saturday.
And also, my little brother Xavier is going to be playing at the open mic. So, and then
it's
also,
basically,
and if there's an open mic, so you guys should show up at 8:30.
It's going to start at like 8:30 at the. Yeah, I think.
Where is this again? This is local.
It's what, in what downtown day? LA and
931 Pico.
And 931 Pico.
What day was it again?
Saturday, July 2nd.
Okay, this Saturday. Then.
Yeah, go to obsolete.fm for more info. And then also, I have an art show on August 8th. I have an art show on August 8th at Meow Meow's Rock Shop in Pasadena. Meow Meow's is this freaking sick punk rock shop over there, and you should totally show up. It's only going to be $5, and you can buy some cheap art there. And I have like a lot of art there, so you should go. It's going to be awesome.
We're going to have a whole bunch of Chip shows throughout the summer. Just datamoshpit.com or look any of us up on Facebook, Twitter, whatever.
So yeah. Facebook.com/CoolSkull. Add me as a friend. I love you.
Cool, man. Well, thank you guys for coming down and playing some music and letting us know about what you guys are up to, man. I'm definitely going to fucking be talking to you guys again. We should have you guys again. You should come down and awesome. I mean, because there's just so much.
A lot of fun,
I was on the 8-Bit Collective and like looking at all your songs and stuff, and they're just like so much good stuff, and it was really hard to choose just
my favorite,
you know,
is
just a couple of them.
Juan came back and took off his bottoms. I'd be here.
My bottom stays on my body.
I think in order for that to happen,
we could do a 4-hour show.
In order for that to happen, you have to have anyway.
And I apologize for any creepiness or anything. I know you're 15 years old, and you know, and this guy's fucking being a creep. But you know, whatever. I mean, I guess you could do anything you want on the More Music Radio Pod.
That's right.
You know. And Dan, why don't you let us know what's going on, man?
My job before Dan gets these things out.
Okay.
Dan Bukit.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I think it's officially Friday, but anyway, I had one other birthday I wanted to shout out. We don't usually do that, but it's Alex Noyce's birthday. He's like from Falsetto Teeth.
Oh, yeah.
And
happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday.
If I quit
happy,
your band, it's
birthday,
most likely
happy,
because...
Happy, happy birthday.
If I quit the Mormons, it's most likely because I joined a band with Alex Noyce, because that guy's fucking badass. But anyway... Friday, which is today, if you want to go do something later tonight, you can see Simon Sotelo. She's going to be doing some artwork or a puppet show or something.
Oh,
it's actually
her.
Thursday.
She's the mistress of puppets.
Is that Thursday? I know her. I know her. Simon, she's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, she is awesome.
I moshed with her. She punched me in the face. At her space.
You could go if you want. You could be my date if I go. Anyway, that's at 4633 Hollywood Boulevard. The Health Club will be at Lot 1 as well tonight. And then Sassafras at the Bull Bar in Long Beach. And then July 2nd, The Smell, you can find Moses Campbell. Or yes. You can find Tripod at, I'm sorry, Moses Campbell out to be at The Smell. We got Tripod at the 5-Star Bar with Teen Island. That's like, I don't know. There's like 10 members of like ex-members of the Mormons there. And then, but anyway,
they're
those guys
everywhere.
Are all douchebags. Anyway, July 3rd, that'll be Sunday. You can go check out Stop Making Sense. That's a Talking Heads movie. That's at the Egyptian. Yeah, that'll be kind of fun, right? And then July 4th, you can blow your fucking hands off because it's July 4th.
Yeah,
and
man.
Then, hey, and that'll be Monday.
And then also, man, I want to mention that our 7-inch "We're Not Dead" is going to be out on the first night of our residency at the Redwood Bar. Every Tuesday night, we're going to be playing at the Redwood Bar. And we're going to have our 7-inch, and it comes with a download card with the full Forge Ahead EP on it. So,
and if you meet us in person, show up, you can also get it in brown. Right?
We're playing...
Brown Ray may not have brown Ray t-shirts. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, Brown Ray is like if you can't, you know, download it or whatever, you we just fart in your face and then you can download it and then you can hear
it. Upload it straight up your
nose. It transfers. Anyway, catch us every Tuesday night at the Redwood Bar in July and find us on Facebook.com/TheMormons, Twitter.com/TheMormons. Find the More Music Radio Pod on Twitter, MOR Music Radio. And yeah, man. Oh yeah, and next week, man, we have a great surprise. We have Dino Stamatopoulos coming in, and
this guy's the man.
He's a writer, a comedy writer, an actor. He's worked on Mr. Show.
Hey, man, if you want to be TV hipper Funhouse, than you are,
Mad TV,
you're gonna be checking that shit.
It's gonna be fucking awesome, man. And we're gonna talk to him about his new show. I think it's in its second season right now or something. I'm not too sure. Frankenhole. They're working on it. And they're going to be in next week, July 7th, Thursday night at 10 p.m. on skidroad.la, man. That's going to be a fucking blast. And anyway, thanks, everybody, for listening.
Can I pump one more show?
Yeah, go
it's
for
not
it.
Mine. But at the Smell on July 1st, which is like, I think, you know, tomorrow night. Technically tonight.
Technically,
at the Smell. So Many Wizards is going to have a 7-inch or an album release party. And Michael Knott and Halloween Swim Team. And get this, my favorite band of all time right here in L.A., Helter Keller, is going to be playing with them. It's going to be insane. I'm sorry, but Helter Keller is the best punk band around.
Cool. Well, and we're playing with Manhattan Murder Mystery, so we're not sweating it either,
playing,
all right?
We're playing Manhattan Murder Mystery on July 5th. So,
cool.
And if you're listening to this on Monday or Tuesday night, then you missed out on something, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks for listening to the More Music Radio Pod. We'll be back next week with Dino Stamatopoulos.
All right, guys.
Thanks for listening,
night,
dickwads.
Danger Roscoe Wednesday, Old Town Pub.
Wait.